question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, we're back for that quick break. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Your travel duo, Robert Mary, back with you for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leaders series, and we appreciate all of you being here with us today for our World Travel Get-Together. Before we're joined by the CEO of Travel Leaders, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by the world's leading cruise lines.
It is, and I can't believe it's been 3 weeks. I'm still relaxed, but it was 3 weeks ago that you heard us broadcasting live from the Seabourn Odyssey as we neared Athens, and ocean cruising can take you all over the world, often to multiple destinations in a single trip, but you only have to unpack.
You still
once.
Like that?
I do. That's just what adds to the relaxation factor. Cruising also provides a hassle-free vacation for travelers of every age and lifestyle because everything is right there at your fingertips. Multiple dining options. You've got world-class entertainment, all kinds of onboard activities, unique excursions on the shore, a lot of different programs for kids.
Yeah, kids programs.
Just so many things to do.
Folks, listen, if you're thinking of ocean cruising, we encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines. They are Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Seabourn, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. Go experience unforgettable travel adventures that are going to connect you with people, places, and cultures by contacting your travel professional or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now we want to introduce you to our next guest, who's the CEO of Travel Leaders Group. They're one of the largest retail, corporate, and entertainment travel companies with sales exceeding $20 billion and supported by more than 4,200 employees. In the past 3 years, Travel Leaders Group has acquired more than 20 different travel firms, and certainly they're a leading force in the travel industry. So let's get right to that show hotline and say hello to Ninan Chacko for today's exclusive edition of our Chief Travel Leader Series.
Ninan, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Thanks for joining Mary and me today.
Thank you. It's a delightful experience to be on the show with both of you.
Well, we've been looking forward to speaking with you. So listen, you know, I was just listening to Mary introduce you, and I'm going to start off by offering our congratulations on the 20-plus different travel companies that you've acquired or so over the past 3 years. It's certainly an impressive feat. So how are the various brands performing for you, and are there any standouts that have exceeded your expectations?
That's a great question, Robin and Mary. As I think you've correctly pointed out, we've had obviously a string of acquisitions that have contributed to the growth of this company. And largely, I think it's really the largest companies, you know, just given their size and scale, that have performed the best. So while we've got really interesting additions to our portfolio, companies like Road Trips or Crusoe, it's really the biggest entities in the picture that have been, I think, just the solid backbone of the business. So Altor, Pro, Zelle, Travel Leaders Network, Connection, which have all really been acquisitions from the past. So they continue to be, I think, the main drivers of the business.
Okay, Ninan, I want to touch on travel advisors. The world we live in today certainly gives us an awful lot of options, and the travel industry is no exception. In fact, when you think of technology and travel, there may be even more options in the travel industry. So I'm talking about the proliferation of the hotel brands, the OTAs, new offerings, consolidations, partnerships. What do you think? Do you think any of these are contributing factors to the renaissance that we're seeing with travel agencies and travel advisors specifically?
So I actually think the point you made, Mary, in terms of all of these suppliers bringing new products to bear. So, you know, we know there's just tremendous investment going across the airline industry in terms of new airplanes, new in-flight service, seat-back entertainment, new ships coming into the water in the cruise business. In fact, if I recall, there's approximately 25 ocean-going vessels coming into the water in 2019, expedition cruise ships, more river cruise ships, hotels, as you mentioned. So all of this is creating just a dizzying array of choices for consumers, which is all good, right?
Right.
But I think it's actually, in a world of infinite information on the web, it's providing just this really difficult task of wading through all of this information, filtering it, figuring out what's appropriate for you. And this is really where I think travel advisors come into the fore, because ultimately we want this to be a pleasurable experience for all of us, right? So in fact, traveling is as much about the research, the ideation, dreaming about these alternatives. And I think increasingly, turning to a trusted, reliable, experienced individual who does this for a living, is really becoming more and more of an obvious choice. It's the same behavior we all exhibit in other areas of purchasing or consumption where there's an overwhelming array of choices. We want somebody to give us good advice.
Well, I agree with
financial
that.
Services, et cetera.
Right, exactly. We agree.
That's the key part there. So, you know, last week, Mary and I, we were out in California. We were broadcasting this program live from the Four Seasons Westlake Village. And as we were flying back to New York, I was catching up on some papers that I had with me. And I saw that based on the most recent U.S. Department of Labor report, U.S. Travel Association economists are saying that travel employment has increased for the 10th time in the past 12 months. Now, most of the gains are in the lodging and airline industries, but for the first 6 months of 2019, travel employment has actually grown by nearly 65,000 new jobs, and that includes all types of travel jobs. So I know you're on the WTTC board, Ninan. We were all at the recent forum together in New York a few weeks back, and they say that travel, you know, last year it was the second fastest growing sector in the world. Here's my point. You know, Mary and I were very bullish on the travel industry and its future. You clearly feel the same way with all the recent acquisitions and investments. So where are you seeing right now the biggest areas for growth for the future?
So I think it's very much in certainly the leisure business. You know, obviously corporate travel and business travel continues to grow at a fairly predictable pace. But I think it's the leisure side where people have this just unbelievable set of alternatives to pick from. You know, in my sort of simplistic view of the world, Robert, Mary, I think the world continues to shrink. In other words, every place that we can, you know, conceive of on this globe is accessible. You can get there, frankly, with easier and more convenient means year after year. I think that growth is really particularly across the tour space, across the cruise space. In cruise, for example, we're seeing much more of an emphasis and a focus on smaller vessels, all the way from expedition class vessels that allow you to get to places that heretofore weren't necessarily accessible, to obviously river cruising. And not just river cruising, for example, in Europe, but even in places in Southeast Asia. So just to pick a singular example, you know, being able to be on the Mekong River, where perhaps the choice of, let's say, comfortable five-star accommodations isn't necessarily prevalent outside of the main city centers, being on a river cruising vessel allows you to kind of see, touch, feel a very authentic experience in Southeast Asia while you still have all of the creature comforts of, you know, of a river cruising vessel. So I think it's really in broadly, it's an overused word, but experiences. And experiences in terms of new geographies, experiences in terms of whatever your particular interest may be, arts, adventure, culture, and of course, the biggest one of all, food, food and dining.
Yeah, so let's stick with this a little bit. You touched on cruising. I saw your company has identified the hottest travel trends for 2019. Cruising was number five. You've got family travel, solo travel, experiential travel. You just touched on that a bit with food and culture and culinary. Health and wellness. How is Travel Leaders Group working to meet the needs of travelers in some of these areas?
So in particular, our focus has been to, of course, increase advisor knowledge education through obviously the standard aspects of being able to do more FAMs, to introduce more training from key suppliers who are focused on these areas, and to ensure that we're sourcing the right range and aspect of product that allows us to meet all of these particular needs. Now, in, I think, response to that, we're also seeing, let's stick with cruise lines, for example, and you think about the rise of solo travel. In a recent survey, we found our respondents sort of said, you know, 36% of those folks said they travel solo for vacations. So we're starting to see cruise lines, for example, respond where the notion of having a cabin to yourself and being able to travel as a solo traveler isn't strange, and it is part of a standardized offering. So it's really everyone in the food chain, respectively in travel, sort of collaborating and working together to introduce experiences that meet these needs that are being espoused by travelers. So, for example, well-being. You know, you're starting to see, obviously, spas move beyond the traditional realm of treatments all the way through to yoga, through other aspects of being able to focus on one's own personal health, but also in terms of, you know, taking trips outside of the cruise experience to go do something that's socially responsible, digging a well, for example, in Cambodia with, you know, passengers coming off the cruise. So I think we're just seeing that really in all of the respondents present within the ecosystem.
You know, I'm going to ask, we've got about 50 seconds or so. I know you've had a very interesting career with being CEO of some different companies, CCO and others, WorldSpan, and then with Sabre. What attracted you to the travel and hospitality industry?
You know, it was really a first love, Robert. So it was in my blood early on in terms of the airline industry. And frankly, one of the things I love about travel is it's, in my mind, one of the best forms of education. Both education in terms of understanding the rights and privileges that we all have, being, you know, citizens of one of the wealthiest countries in the world, but also opening your eyes towards the way the world lives. And ultimately, it's really about establishing that human connection. And when you can establish it across different geographies, cultures, distances, etc., I think that's a fabulous thing.
Well, listen, the passion is obvious in United.
Yes,
unfortunately, we're out of time for today. We look forward to staying connected. And listen, you're always welcome on the show. Hopefully, we'll have you back at some point soon. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Ninan. You know, we have so much we still wanted to talk to him about, Mary, but road trips, folks, check that out, because the next time you want to go to the Super Bowl, the Masters, wherever, some major sporting event, they handle all of that as well, and wanted to talk to him about that. So right now it is time for us to take a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's a lot more of the program ahead, and we'll get right to it starting in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.